I won't be long, and I'm not going to answer the very interesting question, I'll come to this in a moment, as to whether we are witnessing a paradigm shift or not. I too was brought up to think of a Kuhnian paradigm shift as something really big, and maybe we aren't experiencing that, but we are experiencing a lot of change. I thought that I'd make really just two comments on the legal basis of discussions of personal data, since we are to a great extent discussing data that count as personal data. I'm a bit pessimistic about our present approach to privacy in the European Union, which is based on an attempt to distinguish between personal and non-personal content, which I thought was a reason for giving you the joy of reading just a little bit of a definition of what personal data are. And you will see in the middle paragraph there that they are data which relate to a living individual, which is immensely helpful because the dead have no privacy, who can be identified, A, from those data, or B, from those data and other information which is in the possession of or is likely to come into the possession of the data controller. Now, that sounds quite nice, and of course, it's not new. We're going back over 20 years with this. But I think it is pretty lethal as a basis for thinking about privacy, because, to be sure, data like your name and address, from which I can immediately identify you, that surely is personal data. But consider clause B. You have those data and other information which is in the possession of or likely to come into the possession of the data controller. Well, in the era of big data, other data are likely to come into the possession of any data controller, which would make it impossible to identify the person. So that's personal data. And we have seen not merely proof of concept, but quite detailed demonstrations of the way in which, using multiple data sources, all of them in the public domain, it is possible to identify at least some of the individuals. And this seems to me to render this particular definition of personal data not very useful. So what I would suggest is that we do need to go ahead because we have to be able to say something about privacy, but I'm not sure that it's going to be useful in the future to base an account of privacy or rights to privacy on data protection approaches. That is a real problem because it happens to be still the law. And I think there would be other ways of going about it. Let me gesture towards the directions in which I think we have to go, and then we'll come to discussion. I think it is a mistake, a fundamental mistake, to try to regulate by trying to identify types of speech content, for example, personal data versus non-personal data. What might be more useful is to try to regulate the acts that people may do and may not do in using data. Now, there it might be useful to consider whose data are we talking about. Let me note that this phrase, ownership of data, is being used in multiple senses, which is not helping us. It's sometimes being used to my data that are true of me, that refer to me. For example, I have red blood cells. You didn't discover anything very new. Data that refer to me are some of them something we'd want to keep private, but much of them not. But another interpretation of the phrase, my data, it's intellectual property, I own it. That's not usually what people mean, but it is, in some context, clearly what people are thinking about. A third sense would be data that are or should be controlled by me, quite different again from the other two. And I think the phrase, my data, could very nicely be banned from our lexicon if we want to think about these matters clearly. So what to do? I think we need to think about ways of regulating actions that people take with data. It is data use that we can, in principle, regulate. How we should do it seems to me to be the big ethical and then legislative question that we face. How to regulate the use of data? And I don't their wish to distinguish personal data from non-personal data, since I think that's a dud distinction. There are some very good examples of ethically responsible data governance in this country. I draw your attention to Biobank UK, Scottish Health Informatics Project, some of the longitudinal cohort studies in which highly revealing personal medical data are collected, or just let's say medical data, because I don't want to use the word personal, but the governance is such that access is controlled. That means there's control of who gets to use these data and of what they get to do with it, and also sanctions for misuse, including deliberate attempts to re-identify data subjects. Of course, I agree entirely with other speakers that accidents happen. People do get identified. It happens anyhow. In every surgery, in every hospital, there are small breaches, sometimes large breaches of privacy. There's no way of outlawing breaches of privacy, but maybe if we didn't try to make these really exorbitant assumptions that we can divide data content into the personal and non-personal, we could get going on formulating the standards of privacy protection that we do think would be useful. At which point, over to you and questions.